The Woodland Hills School District faces a $5 million deficit. 90.5 WESA's Rachel Gobep reports a new budget proposal would cut jobs, including teachers, and raise taxes.
To offset its financial concerns, the district would furlough up to 70 positions and raise property taxes by 3%. School Board President Jamie Glasser says the district has tried to avoid tax increases in the past, but costs have become burdensome.
There's a lot of pressures on our budget that I think we need to make very apparent and make sure that people understand our reasoning and that we are trying to do what's in the best interest of kids and the communities.
Educators and staff protested Tuesday outside the junior-senior high school. They say the district doesn't need to cut positions. The board plans to vote on the budget on June 19th. I'm Rachel Gobep, 90.5 WESA News.